Increase patient engagement by telling a hero versus villain story. If you want to increase patient engagement in a fresh, creative way that stands out, tell a story. One type of story that naturally complements pharma brands is the hero versus the villain. Your brand is the hero. Your villain is the condition with which targeted patients struggle. To make a positive impression on patients right out of the gate, slip your pharma brand into a cape. Become a powerful brand storyteller. Before we dive into how to craft the perfect hero-villain story, let's start with some storytelling basics. You're a patient marketer, but are you a storyteller? The answer is simple, yes. Technically speaking, everyone is a storyteller. Aren't you telling a story when you explain an embarrassing moment to a friend or share a childhood memory? The difference is that not everyone is a practiced and powerful storyteller. Cognitive psychologist Jerome Bruner states that messages delivered as stories can be up to 22 times more memorable. To effectively convey key brand messages and increase patient engagement, you need to improve upon your innate capacity for storytelling. From beginning to end, your story needs to captivate your target audience. It needs to be compelling and emotion-evoking in order to activate your audience, positioning your pharma brand as the hero. When you think of a hero, you probably think of fictional characters such as Spider-Man and Supergirl, or maybe your mind goes to firefighters and doctors. But what about insect repellent, low-sodium soy sauce, and, more apt to your sense, to encompass any product or service that vanquishes a villain to certain members of society? Insect repellent vanquishes bugs. Low-sodium soy sauce vanquishes high blood pressure. For a commercial's sake, obviously there's more to it. Medicine vanquishes diseases and the ailment your target audience of patients faces. Show that to patients through storytelling. Craft a personalized, hero versus villain, story to increase patient engagement. So how can you tell a branded hero-villain story while adhering to the strictures of MLR? By creating a StoreSoft story. StoreSoft stories include built-in pharma-compliant features, like ISI and full prescribing information, making approval quick and easy, and they can be shaped in whatever way you like. Crafting a hero versus villain digital experience for patients to engage with opens the door for them to learn more about your brand and how it can help them live a better life. Say you're selling acne medication. Acne is your vicious villain. Your once-a-day capsule is the hero, stopping acne in its tracks. You'd want to set the scene by showing the villain at work. In the example in the first section of this blog, acne is dramatized in comic fashion to be a shadowy presence in the protagonist's life. You could also go the realistic route, presenting a video of a patient skipping a fun event because they're embarrassed by their acne. To make it relevant to each patient, perhaps you add a survey question asking patients about their experience battling acne. Or you could have them mark their problem areas on a mock face. Personalization is a surefire way to increase patient engagement, and it allows you to collect pertinent data to aid in improving upon future digital stories. By the end of the story, patients should see acne vanquished by your pharma brand, the protagonist ready to live a happier life without acne tainting it. Patients will put themselves in that protagonist's shoes, feeling the relief and joy they are feeling. Creating mirror experiences in marketing gets people more invested in brand stories. Once a patient is all in, they'll be receptive to your messaging, following your CTAs to your brand website or to a patient program sign-up, etc. Storytelling marketing, appealing to patients' unique needs. Highlight the villains in patients' lives and prove that you're the best pharma hero to take them down.